Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Happy December. Today is December 1st, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The week ahead sees a huge rush of investor conferences that are likely to create some headlines across the healthcare, media, retail, and basic material sectors. There are also events planned from Apple and Amazon to keep tech investors on their toes. Economic reports due out include updates on construction spending, services PMI, the trade deficit, and factory orders. On the retail front, the National Retail Federation has a potentially market-moving presser scheduled for December 3rd to update on holiday sales. And finally, the economic data rush will be capped off at the end of the week with a November jobs report. Underlying the week, the trade winds are blowing somewhat favorably, although tension around Hong Kong is still in the mix. In earnings news, Coupa Software and Diana Shipping report on December 2nd. Salesforce, Workday, Marvell Technologies, and AutoZone report on the 3rd. Slack Technologies, Campbell Soup, At Home Group, and Five Below report on the 4th. Kroger, Lululemon, DocuSign, Dollar General, and Zoom Video report on December 5th. Big Lots and Genesco report on the 6th. Look for Seeking Alpha's earnings calendar for our complete list of earnings reporters. In M&A news, shareholders at Rowan Resources vote on the Warburg Pincus deal on December 4th, while the huge SunTrust Banks BB&T deal has a closing date of December 6th. At the end of the week, there is court action in the Sprint T-Mobile case to keep an eye on. The CBS Viacom merger is expected to finally close on December 4th. The combined company will be renamed Viacom CBS, and shares will be listed on the NASDAQ under symbols VIACA and VIAC. Trading is due to begin on December 5th. The new media giant will have the Paramount Pictures Studio, the CBS Network, the CBS All Access streaming service, and cable players MTV, BET, Nickelodeon, and Comedy Central all under the same roof. The first crack by analysts at CBS Viacom will be intriguing to see if any kind of premium is placed on the stock for it being an M&A target itself. In tech event news, Apple has a media event scheduled for December 2nd to honor its favorite games and apps of the year. There is some speculation that a surprise software or hardware announcement could be made by the company. Amazon's annual AWS reInvent conference in Las Vegas runs from December 2nd through the 6th. The gathering has become one of the largest cloud computer conferences of the year and usually features a few surprise cloud platform or cloud architecture announcements. Goldman Sachs sees AWS reInvent as a possible catalyst for share price gains next week. In Cyber Monday news, the shopping holiday is expected to see around 66 million people looking for online bargains. While the usual suspects like Amazon, Walmart, Target, eBay, and Wayfair will look to make their mark, Cyber Monday is also becoming more crucial for tech and consumer product companies like GoPro, iRobot, Nintendo, and Peloton. Cyber Monday sales are forecast to increase this year by almost 20% to just under $9.5 billion. In FDA news, PDUFA dates hit the calendar for Merck, Allergan, and Cumberland Pharmaceuticals. Acadia Pharmaceuticals is having an investor event on December 4th following the late-breaking oral presentation of the Phase 3 Harmony results evaluating pimavanserin as a treatment for dementia-related psychosis. Macau casinos are expected to post their worst month of the year, with forecasts for November gross gaming revenue ranging from minus 10% to minus 8%. The ongoing disruption in Hong Kong and more stringent visitation policies ahead of the 20th anniversary of the Macau handover from Portugal have hampered traffic to Macau. The GGR print could impact trading on Wynn Macau, Wynn Resorts, Sands China, Las Vegas Sands, MGM China, MGM Resorts, Galaxy Entertainment, SJM Holdings, Melco Resorts and Entertainment, Studio City International. In box office news, Disney's Frozen 2 is expected to generate another $87 million this weekend in the U.S., after hauling in over $200 million for the film's first week in theaters. The animated sequel has already churned up more than $430 million globally. In conference rundown news, we have a few events coming up next week. The Credit Suisse 23rd Annual Technology Conference runs from December 2nd through the 5th in Scottsdale, Arizona. The format includes presentations, fireside chats, and one-on-one investor meetings with a roster of companies including Microsoft, Shopify, and Alibaba. The Piper Jaffré 31st Annual Healthcare Conference runs December 3rd through the 5th in New York City. Piper Jaffray's overflowing roster of presenting companies includes Oyster Point Pharma, OPCO Health, and Varian Medical Systems. The Wells Fargo TMT Summit takes place at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas from December 2nd through the 4th. Wells Fargo notes that the conference will run concurrently with Amazon's AWS reInvent 2019. A large number of tech, media, and telecom companies will be at the event. Some companies due to present publicly include Box, Visa, and VMware. And finally, we have Citi's 2019 Basic Materials Conference taking place in New York from December 2nd through the 4th. Attendees at this conference include Ecolab, Air Products, and Nutrien. This week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The cover story explores the path ahead for legacy tech names like Cisco, IBM, Intel, Oracle, Seagate Technology, Western Digital, Xerox, HP, and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. It's noted that old-line tech firms succeeding with the cloud and subscription services have been rewarded with lofty multiples, while those focused on traditional data centers trade well below the broader market. Canada Goose is singled out as a stock that is likely to soar again, while Macy's, Abiomed, 3M, and Occidental Petroleum make a list of stocks that should be sold ahead of the tax season. We end this week's Stocks to Watch with our single stock focus. And this week, we cover dividend stalwart AT&T, whose shares closed Friday at just over $37. Seeking Alpha Marketplace author Sestrian Capital Research took a look at the stock last week for dividend investors. Sestrian lays out their thesis up front. It is news to no one that AT&T is a dividend hero. Everyone knows the company. Everyone knows it is a solid income generator, and many people know that it has successfully levered up and delevered around large acquisitions such as DirecTV and WarnerMedia. T followers will likely have an eye on the capital gain potential with the stock. It's had a good run, and the presence of Elliott Advisors in the shareholder register is likely a positive. The stock looks like it could stay in the mid to high 30s for some time. Breaking 40 appears to be a challenge. Here, we concentrate not on the capital gain potential, but on the strategy of using T-stock purely as an income instrument. The stock can go up or down after you buy it. Given the utility-like nature of what it does, there's not likely to be huge volatility in either direction. So, we believe the capital value has a degree of protection around it. The 5% yield is, in our view, attractive in light of the safety of the capital value. And in particular, set against the macro backdrop of low rates, which we think will persist for some time, earning 5% from such a stock looks attractive. They then discuss AT&T's business model. For the record, we don't love AT&T's business model right now. We've said more than once why telcos should keep it simple, but despite feeling the need to compete with everyone from Netflix to Apple to Amazon on the content side, the company is still generating oodles of cash flow. Better yet, it is generating so much cash flow that not even this management team and board can find enough things to waste it on. Hey, maybe they'll buy Roku just for fun. So, that means that even when servicing all the debt from the TV acquisitions, even when the stock price has been on a big run, the company is still able to pay an estimated forward yield of over 5%, which is 2 times the Fed funds upper limit rate. Sestrian continues, usually we dislike dividend-focused analysis targeting super high-yielding stocks, saying Corporation X is paying a dividend yield of Z. Wow. Because unless you are looking at the very best analysis, the reason is usually because the share price has tanked for some real-world reason or other, and the board has yet to cut the dividend. So your forward yield of wow percent never quite materializes. Here, you get 5% despite all the bad stuff about wasting money on TV assets, our opinion, and despite the run-up in the stock. And as T-stock seems to be slipping a little right now, and as the company has a history of hiking its dividend, if you play your timing well, you might get near 6%. Sestrian ends with this. With pressure on the Fed from every constituent in town and GDP forecasts for the U.S. economy being level or muted, we don't see the Fed raising target rates above 2% anytime soon. The fallout would be too painful. If we're right, and if we're right that T's business is sufficiently dependable that the stock doesn't dip too much even in bad times, then we believe using T as a source of income, savings income essentially, is a sound strategy. Overall, Seeking Alpha contributors skew bullish on T shares with 2 very bullish, 14 bullish, and 2 neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, The Cannabis Invest.